Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
So you celebrate your holidays, I'll celebrate mine. It's National Puppy Day, or at least it will be March 23rd, and we are even now preparing for this monumental holiday. On the show, we'll be dog trainer Yvonne Feeney talking about demon dogs, those dogs that, I mean, they're puppies. They're supposed to be always happy all the time and always loving on you. Well, not always, but they can be if you use positive reinforcement to do that. Thanks to Vitabone. National Puppy Day, March 23rd. Mark it on your calendar. No doubt we'll all have free parking. At least I think that should be the case. But we're going to talk about, let's flip to the other side of the coin. That was heads, tails, might be older dogs. We can do more to extend their lives and quality of life. And that's the important thing more than ever before. We will talk with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Gary Landsberg. Also, a bacterial infection that's spreading around America. It can affect you. It can affect your dogs. It sounds pretty scary. In a way, it is. It's called leptospirosis. Sounds even scarier, right, now that I said it. I'll explain what leptospirosis is and what you can do to prevent it in your dog and a bit about what you can do to prevent it in, for yourself as well. I mean, a man in New York City died recently of leptospirosis. Three people were sickened. All in the same area. How does that happen? I'll explain about that. Mostly, here to take your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Kyra in Oregon, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's up?
Well, I have an English bulldog. She's 6 years old. She's my life, my pet, my child, everything.
Everything.
Everything. She was actually a gift to me as a pup.
Oh.
And she was flown from New York to me. She's had health problems, as bulldogs always do, you know, the breathing. She had to be fixed due to cancer.
Hmm. Well, it's a that's a good idea that you spay her anyway, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bulldogs are, sadly, one of those breeds fraught with too many health issues.
They are, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, the health issues are one thing, but she thinks she's a human, and she's hyperactive, where she jumps five-foot fences and rides the skateboard and all that. And trying to keep her contained with arthritis is hard, but her gas issues, no matter what food I fed her from vets, everything, it just tears her stomach apart.
Well, it probably tears your house apart, too.
Oh, yes, believe me, she can clear a room with, you know, within 5 seconds.
I think we've just cleared out of many radio stations that were once affiliate of ours, but maybe no longer. So your question, I'm thinking, is what to do about that issue.
Exactly, that issue. I mean, as well as, you know, with food that I feed her, I want to make sure that it's good for arthritis, because I've been giving her medicine, you know, for arthritic pain and whatnot, but it doesn't do anything. She's so stoved up. And then the gas issue, it's just becoming, or she's miserable.
Okay, the best thing you can do, one thing at a time here, the best thing you could do for the intestinal issue, if you've tried various foods and that really hasn't been an answer, keep table treats to a minimum. But also, in addition to that, ask your veterinarian about what type of anti-flatulence prevention. You know, a lot of those same medications that are fine for people that you could purchase over the counter will work for dogs. And ask your veterinarian for a recommendation and then what that dosage should be for your dog. It may work, it may not, but it's certainly worth a try. I mean, some of this may be your dog's GI system is just what it is. Another thing you can do, though, is to, how many times you feed her?
Once to twice a day, depending, you know, I mean, she gets about a cup of food, and it depends. Sometimes she eats it, and sometimes she doesn't.
Okay, so I'm interested in this. If you feed her twice a day, does it happen less? And if you fed her three or four times a day, when you're able to, if it would happen even less? It could be that in scarfing down the food, she's inhaling a lot of air.
Oh.
So an easy fix might, well, fix is too strong of a word. an easy assistance to have it maybe occur at least a little less often might be to feed her more frequently, and therefore she's not taking in as much air and not maybe also as hungry when she does eat, and therefore inhaling the food.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, so give that a try. Thank you so much, Kyra. It's great to talk to you. Our telephone number is toll free. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Oh, yes, you can find me, and I hope you do, on Facebook, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World, where we are about to talk about, I mean, if there's news in the animal world, I do talk about it. I post it on my Facebook page. We talk about it right here, and there is news. It's called leptospirosis. Easy enough for me to say. What does it mean? How does this affect you? I'll tell you next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Signs like increased thirst or decreased grooming can be easy to miss. That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year to help prevent health problems before they become serious. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
There are some advantages to living in this country, in the United States, or Canada, for that matter. We have lots of listeners in Canada. And one of those is clean water, which sounds so simple, and we take it for granted. And the result of countries that don't is their people often are diagnosed with a disease called leptospirosis. It's one of the most common zoonotic infections on the planet. It's a bacterial infection. It's caused by infected animals, which could be rodents of just about any kind, porcupine, raccoon. I mean, there's a long, long list of animals, possum, that urinate in water, infected dogs, which I'll tell you about in a moment, or infected people. In some countries, you know, urinating in the water and then somehow people ingesting that. That's how we get leptospirosis worldwide. It occurs in America in people, not a lot. The state that leptospirosis is most often identified in, think of the state with the most water, Hawaii. And that's actually the state where leptospirosis, as small as that state is, with all their islands added together, it's still pretty small. That's the state that most often is identified with leptospirosis. In New York City recently, one man died of leptospirosis, and two were sickened, and they lived in the same neighborhood. Now, in urban areas, leptospirosis is most often transmitted by city rats, although there are lots of other animals, including mice and possum and raccoons. I mean, these animals are skunk in urban environments as well. Now, our dogs can get leptospirosis as well and potentially transmit it to people, though that is very uncommon. No matter, it's possible. So if a little toddler is crawling on the ground, the dog has had an accident, maybe inside the house or has gone in the backyard, and the toddler doesn't wash his or her hands, because toddlers don't do that, puts the hand to the mouth immediately, then that little baby can get sick. We don't know how these adults in New York City got sick. Presumably, it had to do with the city rats. It had nothing, as far as experts tell us, nothing to do with dogs, but potentially that can happen. Here's what is important to me as well. These dogs can get very sick. So people with leptospirosis can be asymptomatic, can get mildly ill, and very, very rarely very ill. With dogs, it's more common that they get very ill. Now, similarly, they can show very few symptoms, be infected, and you don't even know they're infected, or have mild symptoms that aren't reported. I mean, the dog has an upset stomach for a couple days. You figure the dog got into something the dog shouldn't have got into. It's what dogs do. And it could be the dog had leptospirosis. But many dogs get serious, violently ill, and in fact, can die. It's not uncommon. Here's what we also know. It can be prevented in dogs. By preventing leptospirosis in dogs, clearly you're helping your dog by preventing an illness that can be deadly, and if nothing else, expensive to treat potentially. But the potential then of spreading it to other dogs or people doesn't exist, at least from your dog, because your dog is protected. You want the vaccine, and that's how you do it, by the way, with a vaccine, and you want the vaccine that protects against the most possible current, they're called serovars, they're strains of leptospirosis. And your veterinarian will know that vaccine. It happens to be from Merck Animal Health, but your veterinarian will know that. And that's really important, that your dog is protected for your dog's health. Now, if you live out in the country, you're thinking, well, I don't care about this. Well, we don't have city rats. You may not, but you probably have mice and all those other critters and more that I mentioned also can carry leptospirosis very commonly. So please don't. In fact, a study was recently done about how common raccoons carry leptospirosis. And some of these animals carry it and they don't get sick themselves. They just like to share and they spread it to other animals. So really, at the end of the day, the only thing you can do to protect your dog, and incidentally probably should do, definitely should do, is talk to your veterinarian about vaccination. And then again, you want the vaccine that protects against the most, because there are different strains of leptospirosis. There's one vaccine that protects against, I believe, 4 strains, and that's the one that you probably want to ask for. This is serious. They're reporting huge problems in San Francisco, as well as New York, and Chicago. But it's spreading all over the country. Why now? I don't know. Maybe weather has something to do with it. I don't really know. Maybe it's just being identified more often. It doesn't really matter why. What's important is that it's happening. It is happening, and you can prevent it from happening to your dog. Coming up next, a conversation with dog trainer Yvonne Feeney about what she calls demon dogs. These are little puppies that are so cute. They are unbelievably cute, but they have attitude. What to do about those puppies next?
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody
to lean on. Dog trainer Yvonne Feeney is here to talk about those sweet, adorable little puppies that we get. And they are sweet, they're adorable for a while, sometimes forever, and sometimes not. You know, I get these calls all the time, and I had one of these puppies myself. It kind of was a demon puppy. She was nasty to her other dog. I mean, she was real, and I thought, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. And I tried doing all these things, and nothing was helping, you know?
I get this all the time as well. I think there's something inherently wrong with my puppy. I call it the Tasmanian devil hour. It's usually 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and they say, yes, they run around like crazy. We call them the zoomies. And teeth are flashing, I think, you know, burning off that last bit of energy, and they think there's something really wrong, that it's not a normal puppy. And what I tell them is 100% normal, but obviously there's different ways we want to deal with this. You know, we don't want to let them think it's okay to bite human skin, human clothing.
Or the other dog.
Or the other dog.
And when it's the other dog, so here's, this is really what happened to us. We had a 12 or 13, somewhere in their year-old dog. We bring this puppy into our house, and at first I think, okay, I'm just going to let the other dog deal with it. I don't want to get involved. It's their issue. It's not my issue.
it'll make matters worse, as it often does when human beings get involved. However, the other dog was just like taking it. And I was afraid at some point this other dog's going to get hurt just because of her age. I mean, nothing serious was going on. Our puppy was picking, though, on the, it was elder abuse.
Right,
really.
And that is a big misconception that dogs will, quote-unquote, work it out. Very false. We don't want our puppies to think that they can just go and do what they want. We have to help them understand what is appropriate, what is not appropriate.
So how do you do that?
First of all, I like to think of puppies as having different arousal levels or different levels of play. So the first one I associate with pretty calm puppiness. Maybe they're cuddling next to you, you're petting them. All of a sudden, a little bit cat-like in some senses, and a third pet, they chomp. Could be maybe they just got a little too excited, they think you want to play with them. The other thing is maybe they think, you know, it's kind of falling asleep, you're bugging me. So either way, they're trying to tell you, oh, I lost it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can we edit a little?
Sure, we can. Just pick it up.
So what I like to do is let them know with an ouch, a deeper tone. Most of our training, we speak with happy tones. You do not want to go ouch or sound like a litter mate. That's another misconception. You actually sound like a squeaky toy. So it's going to get them more excited. But I always like to have the human, if it's a kid, and even if it's an adult, make sure you have a toy close by that you can put in their mouth or very close to them, wiggle that around. We forget that our hands and feet are always moving, so they're easy targets.
So you're talking about redirecting the dog with something appropriate, giving the dog something better to do.
Yes.
But the problem is we're human beings, and we lose patience sometimes. Is there ever, ever a reason to scruff that dog because mother dogs do that?
Right. You are not...
Do mother dogs do that anyway? They don't have hands. I don't know how they would.
Exactly. They tend to not really get involved with puppy-to-puppy play, so it's not going to help them. They're not going to learn anything. I think telling them, ouch, giving them a toy, something appropriate to put their teeth on, and here's where people miss a great opportunity. You have to give them their positive marker or say yes, 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 for putting their teeth on that appropriate item. Wiggling that toy around, making it, I like to say, make it come alive. Toys that just sit around. Well, my dog doesn't really like to play with toys. Well, yeah, they're just laying there, you know, dead. Make sure that toy is fun. You're wiggling, and then really let them know that's what you like. Yes, good job.
So you're also talking about reinforcing what you do want, not paying all that much attention to what you don't want. Having said that, you do want to let the dog know that biting on you is not appropriate.
Exactly. That's why I like to give it a word, ouch, so that deeper tone.
And mean it.
If they choose, this is where I say zone two puppies, they're not just laying down, they're romping around playing a little bit. Maybe you are playing with a toy, having a good time with them. They get a little overexcited. They say, "Ooh, I don't want to chew on that toy. I want to chew on your hand."
Yvonne Feeney, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Check it out, vitabone.com/learn. I love the Vitabone trainers, by the way, because, well, my name is on the packaging. But my name is on the packaging saying I love the product, because I really do. And you can break them into smaller pieces even, so you could take them with you on a walk. Whether you're training a little puppy or just want even an adult dog to be reinforced once in a while, that is a great idea. Vitabone.com/learn.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Steve Dale's Pet World. A real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. In North Dakota, Kenny, you are on the radio.
Oh, how are you today?
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm honored. I'm so excited because you are our first call from North Dakota this year.
Maybe I'll get lucky and get to find out what I need to find out.
Well, I think you're lucky to get through. I'm lucky to talk to you. What do you need to find out?
Okay, situation being, I had a 11-year-old boxer that he had to put down here a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
I also have a 10-month-old Labradoodle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Labradoodle, he won't go back to eat.
Oh,
And, I mean, I've been trying to doctor up his dog food with, canned food and stuff like that there, and he just refuses even different types of canned dog food. He'll just put his nose up and walk away.
Well, he must be eating something. I mean, how long has this been going on?
It's a couple of weeks now.
Well, okay, so...
He has had a couple of meals.
Yeah.
But it's like with homemade, hamburger and stuff like that. There, hamburger and rice, he ate that. He eats that.
All right, so first of all, I want to make sure that nothing is medically wrong with your dog. I mean, it would be a big coincidence that, okay, my dog, this older dog passes away, and now this dog doesn't eat only, but it might be. It might be coincidence. It might be something is going on medically that would explain all this. Now, having said that, what I would do is try to keep up the routine. First of all, our dogs are emotional beings, and yes, they can mourn the loss of a family member, which could include another dog. There's no question about that. So what you want to try to do is to keep the routine as much as possible. So if in the morning you took your dog for a walk or tossed the tennis ball, or if that's what your dog likes, begin doing that a couple times a day. Take your dog's mind off of the issue, sort of speak. So your dog doesn't just mope around thinking about, well, where's my buddy? If indeed that's what your dog is thinking about. I mean, we don't know exactly what they're thinking, but certainly distraction can help. So if your dog is doing something fun and that tail's wagging and your dog's going back and forth and incidentally working up an appetite in the process, then that's a good thing emotionally. It's a good thing physically for your dog. You can try to... Yes, home cook the meal for your dog and then back it up and slowly begin to add kibble to it if that's your goal. That's absolutely fine. That would be a good thing to do. You know, so get your dog to eat, spoil your dog for a couple of days, but then slowly, if kibble is your preference or moist dog food, whatever your preference is, then slowly begin to add that to your food and take away from the chicken or whatever the heck you're making for your dog. Does that help?
Yeah, that's, right on the road of what I have to try to do.
Yeah.
Because he's going to, my puppy, his mother was a giant poodle. So, I mean, he's going to be basically a small horse. And, if I can't get him eating, dry dog food again, boy, I'm going to go broke.
Well, you can get him to eat dry dog food. Right now, since you've gone this route, I would continue going this route and feed him whatever he'll eat. But again, begin to make the transition and do it slowly. Do understand at some point if your dog is balking, your dog may be training you. So understand that as well. I'm not saying that's going on now. I mean, your dog really, truly may be mourning the loss of a buddy. And I understand that. And you, it sounds, understand that too. So just like if you lose a family member, you know, human beings are different, so the comparison I'm about to make only goes so far, but if your buddy can get you to go to a baseball game, if you're a baseball fan and you're watching the baseball game, maybe your mind is off of the fact that you've lost a friend, you know? So, same thing with our dogs, if we can, and even more so with dogs, right? Because they don't, dogs are not multitask thinkers, so if they're doing one thing, they're not thinking about another, as far as we know. So if your dog is having a great time going after that tennis ball or whatever your dog is doing, even sniffing at the flowers on a walk, your dog is not thinking, oh, I wish I were home because I wish I could be with my friend. I mean, your dog does. Dogs don't think that way. So if you could distract your dog into thinking about something else, that would be huge.
Well, then he's going to be going out to the doggy park later on today, probably for a while.
Probably that'll do him some good. But again, on the way to the dog park, if you could, I'd visit the veterinarian. I want to make sure that nothing, I mean, there could be a medical explanation for what's going on. And in that case, no amount of sort of cheering up your dog is going to help. So ruling out anything medical is a good idea.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the time, and come visit North Dakota sometime.
Where are you in North Dakota?
Fargo.
Well, so is it like the movie?
Well, right now there ain't no snow on the ground because it's been so warm that everything has melted, but normally at this time of year we'd have a lot of snow on the ground.
Say something in Fargo to me.
Just a talk like Canadians sometimes.
Norwegian Canadians, is that what y'all are?
Yeah, basically.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. I hope I helped you.
Yeah, you have a very fine day.
All right, thank you. 866-554-PETS. That's how you do it. Check it out, our videos. We have well over 100 videos on any and every topic having to do with companion animals. Just go to YouTube.com. Go to YouTube. Type in my name. It's that simple. Type in Steve Dale. And then pick and choose. You want to see a video about infectious disease in cats? There's a video. If you want to see videos about fleas and ticks, there are videos, many videos about that topic. If you want to see basic training, dog training methods, or even how to teach cats things, videos about all that, many, many, many other topics. YouTube, then type in my name, Steve Dale. Hope you subscribe to the video page as well. You can email me questions anytime you like, steve@petworldradio.net. Our next email question involves a product called Feel-Away that I talk about all the time. And according to this emailer, the product may not be working to what he wants it to do, but I think it is working. I'll explain next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat!
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watery.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
The truth is, it's the people at Vitabone that emailed me and said, I didn't know. I mean, it seems there's a day for everything, right? I really didn't know that March 23rd, National Puppy Day. Who could not know that? I didn't. So Vitabone made me aware of it. And I thought, well, we'll do a couple of interviews with some dog trainers about what to do when you get a puppy. We continue that next week as we talk about crate training. That's at the beginning of life. We'll also talk about the end of life. There are new protocols for veterinarians, new guidelines available from the American Animal Hospital Association. We'll talk with Dr. Heather Lenzer about that.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I have three cats. Two are females, and I have a male. All are neutered, yet the females have sprayed all over the house. I now have Feel-Away in nearly every room. This has decreased the spraying substantially, but I want to stop it altogether. Trust me, these cats have no reason to feel insecure. Why isn't the Feel-Away working? Do you have any advice? Well, I would argue the Feel-Away is working. Let me explain what Feel-Away is. First of all, Feel-Away is a synthetic pheromone. It's a copy of a pheromone. Pheromones are chemicals that animals use to communicate with one another. We have pheromones, so when the sparks fly, you know, when you fell in love with that special somebody, it was pheromones. It was that chemical something that we can't even describe that attracted one person to the other.
But it's true for animals all over the planet, ranging from little ants who follow one another. How do they know? Who sends an email to all those ants? It's pheromones they're following to our cats and dogs at home. So when dogs do number two, that comes out, where it comes out, they actually leave some pheromones with that. And when the other dog comes along and sniffs, they understand a whole lot about that dog who's left a deposit. Or when cats rub their cheek pads against your leg or a table leg, what they're doing is depositing pheromones. Cats deposit pheromones from many different places, from the top of their heads, from their rear ends, from their flank as well, from the bottom of their paws. Well, they're always communicating a message, and different pheromones mean different things. The pheromones that they use on their cheeks to rub against something, that's saying it's my world, I'm comfortable in my world, in my surroundings, in my environment. Now, feel-away is a copy of that. Feel-away comes in different forms, including a spray. Feel-away spray works very well for cats that are actually spraying. Now, cats that have accidents in the house may be spraying. That's backing up to, say, a wall or a piece of furniture and letting go, and it trickles down vertically, as opposed to depositing on a flat surface, whether it be on carpeting, which is most common, but maybe on a sofa, on a bed, on a kitchen counter, on anywhere. That's different than spraying. So are these cats, getting back to your question, are these cats actually spraying? Well, I'll believe you to say they are. You say that feel-away has helped. I would argue feel-away has done what it's supposed to do. Are these cats actually getting along with one another? So the cats are spraying. It may be outdoor cats that they're seeing. It may be a relationship or a combination of both of those factors. Hard to tell from this email alone, but I would suggest that I really wonder if these cats are getting along. So along with using the Feel-Away product you're using, I would also invest in Feel-Away Multicat. Feel-Away Multicat is a different analog of a different pheromone. Am I getting too complicated? I don't mean to. That helps cats that weren't getting along so well to get along better. Is that all you have to do? No. You have to do more than that. So I don't know how often the litter boxes are scooped. I don't know how well the cats are getting along with one another. There are other things that you can do to help these cats get along with one another if they're currently not getting along together. Not only about scooping the box, but where the boxes are. What kind of boxes they are. What kind of litter you're using. There are many more questions than answers. So I would suggest if Feel-Away is helping, you're halfway there. But what's the missing link? And what you really need is someone to come into your house to say, aha, that is the missing link. Either a certified cat behavior consultant or maybe a veterinary behaviorist or a veterinarian with a special interest in animal behavior. You could find a certified cat behavior consultant from the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants, IAABC.com. Email your questions to Steve at petworldradio.net. The movie Marley and Me might have an entirely different meaning now. It turns out some dogs love reggae music. I'm not kidding about that. Who would care? Well, according to the Scottish SPCA and the University of Glasgow, they have determined that dogs have musical preferences. They really do care. Now, number one on that list, on their hit parade, is reggae music. That's what they prefer the most. So for real separation anxiety, playing whether it be Mozart or Rastafarian music isn't going to make a difference. But for dogs that are mildly stressed, who knows? It's worth a try. I think so. So some dogs, do they just want to hear Ziggy? Well, maybe. Maybe other dogs prefer the sounds of silence. I don't mean Simon and Garfunkel, I mean real silence. I don't know. It's hard to say, but I'll tell you, it seems that if we respond to music, why not our dogs? Coming up next, a conversation about how to improve the quality of life, maybe even the lifespan of our older pets.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Gary Landsberg is here to talk about older dogs. We love them a whole lot. We want them to be as happy as they possibly can be as they age. And sometimes we assume they're having a problem. Well, it's expected. It's just old age. You're a veterinary behaviorist who's actually studied this stuff for a very long time. Can we do more for our older pets today than even 5 years ago?
Well,
you don't wait until you see all kinds of signs, because that could mean advanced disease. It could be advanced kidney disease or advanced liver disease or advanced brain aging, cognitive dysfunction. And most problems in veterinary medicine, probably human medicine as well, are handled by preventive management or early management of the problem before you lose too many, in the case of the brain, nerve cells or too many kidney cells, because those can be irreversible sometimes and we want to catch them early. So rather than waiting for signs, but I should say if you see any change in behavior, report it to your veterinarian, 7 or 8 years of age or older, and that could be cognitive dysfunction.
And explain what that is.
Okay. So if you have signs related to disorientation, changes in social interactions, changes in sleep, house soiling, or any other learned behaviors the pet doesn't do as well or loses some of its memory. Also, there's activity and anxiety changes. That comes under an acronym called DSHA, just to remember those: disorientation, interaction, sleep.
And you did it in that exact order, I noticed.
And some people separate out the activity and the anxiety. But the important thing is that if you see early signs, let your veterinarian know about those signs, because they could be an early sign of a medical problem or of cognitive dysfunction. And cognitive dysfunction is more advancement of those signs into more dementia, into what you might refer to as senility, starting to interfere with function. And by then, of course, you'll present that to your veterinarian because it's bothering you and the dog. But when they're subtle, what we say, any change from 6 months earlier or any change from when the dog was younger, report it to your veterinarian. It could be medical, it could be behavioral. Pain's another big one it could be.
Absolutely. So let's say it's canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. What can be done to help these dogs?
Well, in fact, it is like early Alzheimer's. There's even studies that show that dogs are a good model for early Alzheimer's. So some of the research has been done in trying to improve these signs, which might aid dogs and ultimately might aid humans as well. But there have been a number of therapeutics looked at. Because of the kind of condition it is, they might slow the decline or improve the signs. I don't think you're going to get a resolution, although short term you might get a large improvement. And the treatments fall into a few categories. First one is drugs. There has been one for a while called selegiline, which can improve cognitive dysfunction.
Anapril would be the brand name.
Exactly.
Yep.
There are some drugs in Europe too that improve circulation. We won't get into those, but you could probably get generic versions of those as well. There are supplements that you can use. There's one that's a SAMI supplement. There's one called Senlife, which has some antioxidants and phosphatidylserine. There's a calcium buffer called Nutrix or ApoE Corin.
And I want to mention Senlife again, only because it wasn't on the market. It's back on the market.
Yep.
And anecdotally, a lot of pet owners have said to me that it really helps a lot. Diet.
Yeah, and by the way, before we do diet, those can be used sometimes singly or adjunctively, because they often have different mechanisms of action, so they might work on different neurotransmitters or different parts of the brain. So good idea to speak to your veterinarian, especially if one isn't working, about others. And then there are a few diets on the market. Now, in the past, the first diet that came out was called BD from Hill's, which was antioxidants and fish oils and some mitochondrial factors like L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid, and that did a nice job in slowing decline, improving cognitive dysfunction. And then very recently, in fact, at this conference that we're at right now, that's why I'm a long walk over down in sunny Orlando from the convention center to talk to you.
And you look very nice.
Thank you. I was speaking today. There is a diet that Purina has come out with, which is supplemented with 6.5% MCT oil. And some people know about the term ketogenic diets, diets that might produce more ketones. Well, the best way to get a ketogenic diet in dogs appears to be to feed them MCT oil, or medium-chain triglyceride oils, in their diet, which converts to BHB, which is a form of ketone, and can, simply put, provide alternative energy to the brain. We don't utilize glucose as well when we get older. The brain, even from 6 years of age on, can have poor problem metabolizing and utilizing glucose, and ketones provide an alternative form of energy. There's also a brain supplement in there with some arginine and fish oils and B vitamins and antioxidants, and together we actually did a clinical trial that showed improvement over placebo.
Next week we learn about crate training and celebrate National Puppy Day.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalk Radio.